not sure.
How many of 10-year-old will operate that?
I do two in case I mess one up.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. It's
very small.
We have 20 seconds.
Yes, we
did. The ones where the minutes were corrected.
They're free range.
He's got 30 seconds.
Or he shall be entered as late in the minutes.
So did we ever settle on when planning commission meetings are going to be?
I think we did.
I'm not sure I ever heard. I know the next one.
Second Wednesday, I think.
Second Wednesday?
Second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday, okay.
But we'll talk about it on the 25th.
Okay.
Evening all. Our January 10th, 2017, Savannah County Board of Zoning Appeals meeting. Call to order, and we have two items this evening. One is our organizational meeting, and the next will be our public hearing. First option that we have up is the election of officers, an election we have for chairman, vice chairman, and secretary. I'd like to remind members of the board that the position of secretary is normally filled by planning director, in this case would be Mr. Jason Stewart, though he's unable to be here this evening. For the election of the chairman, do we have a motion from anyone on the board?
I'll move the nomination of Mr. Morris as chair.
I second.
Any opposed? So all in favor?
Aye.
Gavel is yours, sir.
Gee, you didn't even get your 2 minutes in.
We're efficient.
Very efficient.
We didn't get any betting yet.
Okay, we'll have nominations for vice chair. I'll move the nomination of Dr. Van Kieserling.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry. Now, we don't have to vote for the secretary, right?
Yes, sir. You do. We have a motion.
Motion that we have Mr. Stewart serve as secretary for this year.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
We have a meeting date has been changed within the bylaws, which have been revised. The regular meetings of the Board of Zoning Appeals shall now be held on the third Tuesday of the month, beginning at 7 p.m., except as provided by a majority vote of the board. And there is one exception to this, which will be the November meeting, which will be moved to the second Tuesday because of the Thanksgiving holiday. All of this is shown in our bylaws and in the calendar.
I move we approve. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that going to be election day?
The third?
Second Tuesday.
No.
Election day is always
no.
It's the first Tuesday.
Well, yeah.
And then this needs to be approved or adopted via a motion as well.
I so move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And then for the meeting calendar.
What about the
time? We adopt the meeting calendar.
When we adopt the meeting calendar, I second that.
I thought we already did that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then approval of the minutes from October 11th, 2016.
Just a question of clarity. I have not had a chance to review what we got this afternoon. Could you walk us through the changes we got this afternoon real briefly, please?
The changes were just due to what you guys asked to be revised. I got clarification on how to word it.
Okay.
So it was just the wording that was changed in the minutes. Other than the rest, it was the same.
So it had nothing to do with the minutes from the last meeting, did it?
That is correct.
Do I have a motion on the minutes? Are you sure?
Can I get
checked in there? You need to check out a second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah, I'll put down as abstain since I wasn't here. I wasn't here, so I'll abstain.
Okay.
Good to see you, sir.
Sorry I'm late.
Happy New Year.
It was a hang-up on 250.
Have a seat, Fred.
I can't understand that, Fred.
Tonight's public hearing is the Board of Zoning Appeals case 1603 for Paul Sheridan. This is a request for a variance to Fluvanna County Code section 22-4-3E of the zoning ordinance to allow for the reduction of the minimum setback required from the public right-of-way from 125 feet to 50 feet in regards to an existing non-conforming single-family dwelling for the purpose of subdividing approximately 2.13 acres from an existing approximately 21.2 acre parcel, tax map 23A40. The existing non-conforming structure cannot currently meet the setback requirements for the proposed new parcel. This is the language of the section itself, and what really applies here is that the setback from all other public roads is 125 feet. That is what the applicant is requesting a variance from. This is the location of the property. It is currently zoned A1, and all other surrounding properties are A1. There's here the main house, and the building in question is a smaller cottage here. They want to get a setback variance request so that they only have to be 50 feet from the road instead of the 125 feet that's in our ordinance. The applicant states that the current dwelling, which was built in 1962, has a 50-foot setback, so that's what they're requesting. And the applicant states that they cannot refinance the property with two homes, so the property must be subdivided, and in order for it to be subdivided, they have to get this variance request for that structure. This is what the proposed new parcel would look like. And this is a view of the main house and a view of the building in question with the 50-foot setback. And you can see it's quite close to the road, but it was built before we had any zoning of the county.
But it's on a straight section of road.
It's on a straight section of road.
No visibility issue.
No visibility as far as we can tell, and it's got the 2 acre minimum that A1 requires. They appear to meet the 300 foot frontage requirements. The only thing that would stop them from subdividing is the fact that it was built before zoning and it's too close to the road.
And the setback to the residual property on the one side of the house, that meets the, as that's sketched out right there. So the setback to the property line is sufficient.
If it's 50 feet, then that would be acceptable. Otherwise, they would just have to subdivide a little bit more land this way.
Do you know if that's 50 feet?
Where is that, sir?
From your house, from this house to the...
Yes, that's a lot more than 50 feet.
To the new property line?
It really doesn't matter because the property hasn't been subdivided yet, so that line can be moved over.
They can still be moved over.
Okay.
So I have about 900 foot of road frontage there. So, I'm not doing this to sell it or anything, so it's not a matter of.
I guess since it doesn't matter since it hasn't been subdivided, you would need to make sure that you have at least that 50 feet from the new property line do subdivide it to stay in compliance.
And staff would guide them through that through the subdivision process.
May I ask a follow-up question, Paul?
Yes, sir.
The 50-foot setback from the right-of-way works for now, but because it's a small place and if you envision increasing it at some point, please keep in mind that we'd really not like to come back and do another variance to reduce the 50 feet. We've done that for a few churches, but we don't like to make a practice of it.
Yes, sir.
So,
I'm keeping everything together here, not selling anything. The only reason I'm doing it is when I go to refinance, the banks don't like two houses on one parcel. That's the only reason that I'm here tonight. So if the banks would, you know, accept this, then it wouldn't be a, you know.
No, but I just, but once it's separate and then it can change hands or whatnot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That issue we'd probably be pretty firm on not changing it.
Yes, sir. I think my grandma would come back and haunt me.
She
I sold
might.
The house out of the front door.
She just might.
Yes, sir.
Your grandfather probably would, too.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Any other questions?
And the board has its duty to look at the five factors that go into whether or not to grant a variance, and if it shows that the strict application of the terms of the ordinance would unreasonably restrict the utilization of the property or that granting of the variance would alleviate a hardship due to a physical condition relating to the property or improvements thereon. Therefore, we have a motion for the board. Mr. Payne, we have a public hearing period.
Okay. It is required to be a public hearing.
I move that we approve the. That wasn't it. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Jumped ahead of myself. Go ahead, Arrow.
You had a question?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion on the floor?
You need probably have to have a public hearing.
You got
anybody
want to say anything here?
My name is Mike Clark. I'm the property owner just to the west. We have the farm just to the west of Fallen. And I know for a fact that there's many homes that were built prior to the setback regulations in the ordinances. I also know for a fact that Paul has spent a lot of money on this structure. It's been in their family since it was built. But Paul has just remodeled the cottage and brought it all up to today's building standards. So I would totally support allowing him to split this.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Mel Sheridan. I'm a neighbor across the road. Little district. The house was built in 1962. My great uncle at the time had been the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. His name was John Hughes, John Anderson Hughes, Captain John. And he was living with my parents in their home that Paul now owns. And his son, some of you may remember, Colonel Jack Hughes asked my parents if they would build a cottage on the property for his father to live in, and if they would, when he passed it, they would, I guess it was my mom and dad's to start with, but that was the agreement. If he lived 30 days or more, that they would be there. So I guess he could move it. He lived 32 days, to be specific. You know, anyway, that's just a little history. I mean, I think I counted just for my own, information from the end of Venable, to Palmyra, which I drive pretty frequently, 601. I think I counted 11 structures that I know would not be in today's zoning setback requirements. They all complied when they were built with the setback at the time. And they really in sort of a catch-22. He can't move the road, and I don't think he can move a house, or doesn't want to. So it's sort of one of those, what do you do? I'd be a little concerned maybe if he wanted to be requesting a variance for an expansion of the property, but literally he's in a position he can't refinance without this action, which requires y'all's support. So, frankly, my wife and I are very supportive of it, and keeping with, full, good faith and compliance with the rule. Paul is my son. He's my oldest son. I would be, I'm not sure that had any bearing on it. I think what really has a bearing on it is he can't move the road, he can't move the house. So hopefully y'all will see what you approve this and you can move on.
Mr. Sheridan, has it been occupied the whole time by somebody?
Yes, sir. I think I could tell you almost who they lived there, but it started off with Captain John Hughes, and then it was rented by Mr. Dewey.
I don't need history.
Dewey and Patsy Payne. It's a long
list. Okay.
Even Sue Sheridan, et cetera, et cetera.
So, thank you.
Yes, sir. Been occupied, to my knowledge, every week of the.
Any other comments? Public comments?
I'll just chime in. We live, Jerry Custer, we live
right across the street. I'm sorry, you're who?
Jerry Custer.
Okay.
Live at 28 Covered Ridge, which is directly across the street. And, that house, as Mel said, somebody's been in it, almost every minute except for when he gutted the whole thing and redid it. It's not been any eyesore, not been anything. It's been a living dwelling. We call it the Archie House because that was the guy that we know that lives in there. It's a to do that would be to, you know, to let him get that variance. You know, it's nothing that's going to be out of the ordinary or anything, just, you know, improve more of the area.
So we're supportive of it right across the street.
Thank you. Okay, we'll close the public comments now. The board.
Mr. Chairman, when we review the criteria, the five factors we have to meet, and looking at the staff's report, there's really nothing out of the ordinary for us. And so, I think the uniqueness of this, there's one particular uniqueness of this that I think that what the applicant's action is doing is bringing him in compliance with one section of the code by having a residence on an individual parcel, which is not the case today. Of course, that's not unusual in Fluvanna.
Well, we know that.
Mr. Chairman, might I add one? As a commissioner, I could tell you that the county will benefit from tax revenue because the value of that property will go up just a little over $40,000 by having its own house site. So for what it's worth, we'll collect more taxes from Mr. Sheriff.
And I'm sure you'll make that happen.
Sorry, Paul.
Yes, sir.
You're working very hard to pay more taxes.
Any other comments from the board?
Well, in the past, we have done this sort of thing as essentially being grandfathered. And if this had been a separate piece of property before the new ordinance, it would have been grandfathered. So I see no objection at all. I think the county's done a nice job of reviewing it for us.
I would agree, and I would also ask that we approve with no conditions to the request.
Okay. So is there a second to that?
I second.
Is that a motion to approve the resolution that the staff prepared?
Motion to approve a resolution as we've been provided with no conditions.
No conditions. Okay. And there's a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I asked that question is to make sure the record is clear that all the necessary criteria have been considered. In this case, it's obviously non-controversial. It's not a problem. But I would point out to you, the staff did what I would consider a very thorough job.
Agreed.
Of reviewing these conditions. And in a more controversial case, that could be very important.
Well, we don't want to set a precedent where there's a lot of loose ends.
I thought you were going to say you didn't want to set a precedent being right.
Well, maybe that too.
No danger of that happening.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion carried. Is there any further business?
No, sir.
The move we adjourned.
Oh, before we do that, could we, one thing, I'm sorry I missed all the action on the rules, but when we drafted, and I'm going to say when I drafted the rules, I didn't get the numbering exactly right. Is it fair to say that the board would not object to our making sure the numbering is
consistent? Oh, in the revised bylaws?
Yes.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Thank you.
So we could take an adjournment now?
Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
Second. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
18 minutes. First meeting I did was 20. It was good. Efficient.
I'm going to go to the next one.